All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, August 12th of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have an 8-game MLB main slate slated to get started in about 3 hours here. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the Saber Sim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the Saber Sim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. All right, good stuff there. Let's get Saber Sim pulled up here and let's jump into some questions. Got a couple questions queued up already here from Discord, but if anybody has any questions, now is a good time to get them in, as always. And another reminder, we do have our build review show going live at 5 p.m. Eastern. Only one name on the list for today, so if anybody wants their build reviewed during that time, drop your DK username in the Office Hours channel in Discord, and I will add you to the queue. All right, first question. In MLB, for example, how much should I be trimming my pool down using the projection slash ownership filters? 500 pool. Good question here. So, you know, these filters are something that, you know, kind of through the build review show, kind of through studying people's lineups, we've kind of seen them be useful or even possibly useful. You know, these are some suggestions I've made. I've recommend people try them out, see if they help with their sim ROIs, helping to increase them further and further positive. And it's something that I've been experimenting with myself as well. So, if you're going to be trying these out, right, I've been recommending, you know, trying to do about 10 to 20% of your pool. So, basically like not filtering out any more lineups than that. And the reason for that is that, one, you know, a percentage works really well across all slate sizes. It's rather than, you know, using an arbitrary number like 100 fantasy points, you know, using a percentage will allow you to be like, okay, hey, it's a smaller slate, lower projected scores. 87 is having the impact that 95 does on a bigger slate, right? Like, that's what we're trying to get at here. But if you're using those filters, 10 to 20% of your pool is, I probably wouldn't go any more than that, especially for like one individual filter, but good clarification question. All right. Two here from Minute to Binkit. Could you talk a bit about the new risk adjusted ROI sorting and how it is affected by changing min uniques and changing individual player exposures? Does making these changes disregard the new built in balancing? Also, how do you ensure that the new RAROI metric takes into account the number of lineups you are playing in a contest? How does it know? Okay, so two questions here. Let's start with the first one. Could you talk a bit about the new RAROI and how it is affected by changing min uniques and changing? So let's start by running a build, right? Let's come in here and let's just get some lineups for today. So let's make a couple of adjustments here. Let's come into the build. Let's run with the defaults. Let's kick off 5,000 lineups. And let's just say, you know, we're playing a default contest sim, right? I'm just going to go and create a very, very basic one here, right? Flagship MME. We have the percentages here, like our baselines. So let's start that, right? So we have our contest sim, lineups are running. So let's start talking about this a little bit. So the min uniques and the player exposures don't have any impact on the contest sim. I think the part that is a little bit hard to understand, or one of the parts, because, you know, it is a little bit complex, is that your pools are going to be more diversified much more naturally. And the effect that you get from using min uniques is going to be less. So like in the pro video, which we released a pro video with Jordan and Eric talking about these changes, is that you are just going to get a much more diversified pool without needing to use mini uniques to do that. Before, I think what you would see is, you know, I would run my contest sim, I would look at my lineups, I could go to TeamStacks, and I could just see that we were just, you know, hammering one specific angle. And, you know, maybe that angle was the Giants against Chris Sale, right? Chris Sale, one of like the chalkiest pitchers. You know, Chris Sale's coming in about like 45% ownership. Maybe we didn't think Chris Sale was that good, right? Maybe we think he should have been owned, you know, less, maybe like 30% or something, right? Well, the ownership discrepancy along with, you know, maybe like the Giants batters were projecting them super low, like 1%. Maybe we think like they should be closer to like 5%, right? And then so the contest sim would just love that, right? Basically, what would happen is each individual lineup was going into the contest sim one at a time. And so lineup one would be, you know, maybe it's, you know, maybe we have so many Giants lineups. We have 10% of our pool, right? Or even less. Let's say like 5% of our pool has Giants lineups. Well, when they're going in one at a time and then they're being played out 100,000 times, you know, there's going to, and if we think Chris Sale's ownership is too high, there's going to be enough times in the contest sim where the Giants lineup does really well. And because the ownership is so low, when it does well, it's probably going to place very, very, very high in the contest. Well, now that we're doing those, you know, since we're doing those one at a time, you know, that Giants lineup ends up grading out really well. Well, guess what? You know, the other 5% of Giants lineups also grade out really well because they're going into the contest sim one at a time. When we are doing it with the new approach, when we are taking, you know, a group of lineups, say we're taking, you know, 20, it's a 20 max, right? Say you're taking 20 lineups at a time. Well, you're going to have more than one Giants lineup in that set. So then now those Giants lineups are going to be fighting for equity against each other. And instead of all of them grading out well, going in individually, well, now only a portion of them are going to grade out well because they had to fight with each other for equity in the contest sims. And like, this is the part where we talk about, we're trying to make the pre-contest sim closer to the post-contest sim where your lineups are in the contest together, all of the lineups in your entry, and they are fighting against each other and not just the other field lineups. So I think that is the part where the cornering of the market, where you end up on just one team just hammering them, kind of goes away, because now you're going to have different lineups winning, and then you're just going to end up not being so heavily exposed to one team. So our contest sim is finished here. Let's come in. Let's filter. You know, let's just say we're going to add a filter for ROI greater than zero. And then I want to come in here and add a couple of aggregate metrics so we can see this impact. So let's say, you know, let's look at the average ROI, right? So we're just going to look at average ROI here. And then I'm going to go and I'm going to sort by the risk adjusted ROI of the contest sim that I'm using. So the top 20 lineups, average ROI is about 202%. If I come in here and look at my exposures, and we're going to start on the team stacks. So we are heavily exposed to Arizona and then pretty flat thereafter. Okay, so this is a lot of exposure to Arizona, right? Let's see what kind of exposure it is. Eight lineups as five stacks. Three lineups as three stacks. Three lineups as two stacks. So, yes, we're getting a lot of Arizona, but we are getting some smaller stacks as well. Like almost half of those are like two or three stacks where the impact isn't as significant. But this is the other part, right? This is where mini uniques comes into play. And this is why I think these aggregate metrics are so good. The aggregate metrics will show you just how much you are impacting your own lineups. And I think that we know we never really had a good way to show this before, where it's like, hey, if you're adjusting minimax exposures, if you're, you know, tweaking things, you know, what impact are you actually having? And now you can you can visibly see that, right? Before it'd be like, okay, how far down in your pool are you going? Because, you know, we didn't really have a better way to measure it. But now you could actually see this where it's like, hey, you know, when I change X exposure, you know, we got to go further down in our pool. And that changes the average ROI from, you know, Y to Z, right? So same thing with mini uniques. But if I start increasing mini uniques here, the biggest change I've seen is that I can get to a very high number without having too much of an impact or going too far down in my pool. And that's just because we just have a more diverse set of lineups. So I'm going to jump to 5. So remember, we started out with 202% average sim ROI. So right now, I am on 5 mini uniques, and I've gone from 1 to 5, and the average ROI has gone down about 10%. And I think this is the more interesting point, is that we were looking at lineups 1 through 20. I am now, my bottom lineup is only 26, and we are at mini uniques of 5. Let's try 6. 6, average ROI goes down about 5% more. And then we're at lineup 46, right? So we had to get to lineup. We had to get to mini uniques of 6 in order to get to lineup 46 in our set here. You know, we could easily get to 7, 8 if we kept going, right? Maybe even 9. But the changing the mini uniques, changing the player exposures is not having an effect on the contest sim. What the impact of, like Eric says in the video, he says, you know, the necessity to use mini uniques goes down with this update. And the reason he says that is because, you know, the previous recommendations, like from Jordan and a lot of his content, was like, hey, use one less than the max, right? Max it out, figure out is like 8 the max. Okay, go down to 7. He goes, like, you're not going to need to do that because you're going to get much more spread out, much easier, right? And we can go back to the team stacks. So we were at 6 and we were only at lineup 46. We could have went way further, right? Mini unique of 6 takes us to no team stack being greater than 35%. And then if I wanted to just go and look at my batters only, okay. At mini unique of 6, our highest exposure is 30% to Shohei Ohtani, and then 25% to the next highest owned batter. Let's go back to 5, where we saw Arizona stacks were in 55% of our lineups. And though this is actually really cool, even though Arizona is in 55% of our lineups, we have no individual Arizona batter in more than 35% of our lineups at mini unique of 5. So I'm okay playing mini unique of 5 here. It's like, hey, we're taking a stand on Arizona. They do have a huge team total, you know, 5.7, but we're getting exposure to a lot of players in the lineup here, and I'm pretty okay with this spread, right? Mind you, we're only at lineup 26. We've only dropped 6 of the top 20 lineups in order to get to this point. So this is what he's talking about. There, you're not hurting your lineups by continuing to use it. You're not, you know, messing anything up. But what he's saying is that the contest sim has been changed in a way where it helps you do this much more naturally, where you don't have to worry about the contest sim cornering the market so hard where you absolutely had to use it to get diversified. It's going to do a much more better job of diversifying much, much simpler automatically, right? That's what's happening with this update. All right. Second question here was, how do you ensure that the new ROI metric takes into account the number of lines you are playing in a contest? How does it know? So the first thing that we're doing is we are reading it from the contest tab. So when you are playing, you know, say you're playing 20 lineups in the flagship, right? Even though it's 150 max contest, we can see that you are playing 20 lineups in this contest. So the first thing that we're doing is we are checking your contest CSV. If that is not there, then what? There's a couple different options here. I don't know the exact order of operations, but one is if the contest is a contest in our list, we know what the max entries for the contest are. Another option here is we can read your my lineups and see how many lineups you have. Or last but not least is that there is a method based on contest size that just determines like, hey, if the contest only has 100 entries, chances are it's a single entry and we do something like that, right? That is like last case scenario based on that, right? But we're reading your contest entries. We're looking at the available contests in our list of contests. We're looking at your my lineups. And then last but not least, we're making some assumptions based on the size of a contest. All right. Another similar question here from someone else said, with the recent updates to Contest Sim, should we now separate 150 and 20 max builds into their own builds if we were combining them into one build before the update? I don't think you need to do this, you know, similar to what we were just talking about. You know, we understand the on a contest by contest level. So just because you're building all the lineups together, you know, one, your contest sims are still different, right? If you're going in and you have five contests and you have a different contest sim for each one, you know, the contest sims are different, right? So they're running with their own thing. So it is still okay to build all of your lineups. Say you're building your 20 max and 150 max together, it is still okay to do that. All right. Let's keep it rolling here. A couple questions in the YouTube chat. JB said, hello, appreciate everything you do. How do you get the best lineups without changing too many settings? Good question here. So, you know, not changing too many settings is one of the best ways to do that, right? So like if I'm loading up a fresh build, you know, I'm trusting all the information that I'm seeing on the home screen here, sort by projection. You know, a lot of work goes into our projections, our ownerships. So I'm making just only the two necessary changes you need in order to unlock the build lineups button per the DraftKings community guidelines. I'm setting up the settings to the contest that I'm optimizing for. Say I'm playing the $1 20 max, right? 20 max, say it, you know, it has like 17,000 entries, something like that. Great. Not doing anything there. The one thing I might be doing is turning on this don't use batters against opposing pitchers rule. Just because, you know, I don't really need to play Giants hitters against Chris Sale when I have Chris Sale in the lineup, unless it's a very, very small slate, right? There's just too much negative correlation. Don't really need it. The correlation slider should handle most of that for you, but this is just a good thing to have just to make sure it doesn't happen at all. Building my lineups, right? I'm jumping into my build here that I just ran as if I ran it over there. And then, you know, what I want to do here, right? If I am on the DFS starter subscription, I want to come in here and I want to use Saber Score, right? And we are automatically going to select the right Saber Score depending on the number of entries. So that's why the build settings are important, right? The entrance here is how we decide which Saber Score to use. So like small slate is 2 to 5 games. Large slates are 6 or more games on the slate. And then the entrants come from this build setting here. And then we select that for you. If you're on the ultimate plan, you could run a contest sim at this point, right? Easiest way to set it up. Go to the contest tab, upload your CSV. You're going to get a list of contests like this. Say you are playing the $3 20 max, right? The moonshot here. I'm going to right click on the moonshot, add contest sim, save that there. I would go back to my build. You're going to see the moonshot available for you in the contest sim setting drop down here. I would click run the contest sim. Once it's finished, you can access it from the sorting metric drop down, right? So I have the flagship MME, which is the one I did earlier. If you did the moonshot, it would come up under it, open it up, use risk adjusted ROI, which we recommend here, and then come in here. The biggest things that I like to look for are your sometimes you're going to and you're going to say, hey, you know, I really don't like to have, you know, any batter in my lineup at, you know, in over half my lineups, right? Maybe this is too much risk for me, right? I know batters are really volatile. Playing the eight hitter from Arizona in 55% of my lineups is just not something I'm super comfortable with. Then we would recommend using mini uniques, right? Start increasing this number. What this number does is it guarantees that every lineup in your set of 20 here has X players different from every other lineup, right? So at three, it's going to find 20 lineups in our entire pool that have at least three players different. And then, you know, we keep increasing it. We keep increasing it until, you know, maybe we get to a spot where we're comfortable, right? And we're going to go back to this five mini unique number. So at five, you know, my highest batter exposure is 35%. My pitcher exposures are a little bit more, but compared to their ownership, it's not that bad, right? We're one thing I like to say is like, compare the ownership to the exposure, and a good band to be in is like 2 to 3x. So like Lewis Gill is 35% owned. We have him in almost 70%. That's like 2x here. This is fine. You know, that's enough leverage. If this is too much exposure for you, keep increasing the number, right? Keep moving it around till you find a set of exposures that make you comfortable regardless of what happens at the end of the night. But that is, you know, that is an MLB process right there. That's how I would be building lineups for tonight. All right. Another question here. Is there anywhere where we can see the stack percent in the SS field lineups? Yes. So go to the contest tab, close this contest section. There is a field lineup section under it. You can open any one of these. And then once the lineups load, go to this players tab, close the contest. So this is all 10,000 lineups in the field, right? You go to team stacks, and then this is effectively stack ownership, right? Okay, hey, we expect the Yankees to be stacked 39%, Arizona 31. Mind you, this is, you know, all of stacks, right? If you want to go and see, hey, what about five stacks specifically? You could pop into any one of these, right? And see how we are grading these out, right? So all stacks, two stacks, three stacks, four stacks, five stacks, all of that information is available to you in this contest tab. All right. Good questions there. Taking a peek here in Discord. Looks like we're all caught up. Same thing in the YouTube chat. Reminding you guys, we do have the build review show going live in about 40 minutes here. If anybody wants to get their build reviewed from the weekend here, drop your user, your DK username in the Office Hours channel in Discord, and I will add you to the list for today. But good show. A lot of good questions. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I will see you all in about 40 minutes. So until then, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.